Hello friends, a very warm welcome and a very happy new year 2021. We are already in 2021 with new hopes, new dreams and new beginnings. We all, parents and children, have made it through all the challenges, setbacks, hardships of the last year and have come out as stronger, more resilient and connected families. This is a special episode on Raising Parents, a podcast for you, modern parents on a journey to become conscious, aware, and mindful parents. And I am your host, Dr. Saloni Singh, a parents and family coach, a mom of two teenage daughters. And today, this episode is like a mini coaching session with me, where I'll be asking you, what are your dreams and vision for your family? Who do you want to be as a person, as a parent in the coming year? So let's begin. So I would suggest, take a pen or notebook out and think of your parenting journey so far. Think of all the things that you're really proud of as a mom, as a dad, as a single parent. And in your parenting journey, what all you have conquered and overcome in the year 2020. Think of the things that you're really proud of. Maybe you lost your cool many times, and maybe you overreacted and shouted at your kids. Maybe you had a lot of guilt afterwards. Maybe you were very stressed out a lot of times because of your work or any other situations. Maybe you lost a loved one. And you passed your anxiety, your overwhelm to your children, unknowingly, of course. Wherever you are in your journey, remember, that is not important. What is important is where you want to be and what are you willing to do in order to be the person you want to be? What are you willing to drop in order to be the person, the parent you want to be? So now write in your notebook all the things you want to be and all the things you want to do as a parent and as a person in your family, with your children, with your spouse, whether it's self-care, whether it's nourishing and nurturing yourself, whether it's learning how to keep your cool, how to manage your anger and negative emotions, whatever it is for you, whether it is about building a deeper connection with your child, staying focused on the task you are doing, being fully present and really deeply connecting with the people you love. Just take a moment, maybe pause the podcast and write down your list. Here is my list. I want to be completely centered, super calm and relaxed mom in this new year. I want to be fully mindful and focused on every task I'll be doing. And be present whenever I am with my children, my spouse, any friend, client, or anybody for that matter. I want to speak softly and lovingly to my daughters. I will be firm, but not use a complaining or nagging or criticizing tone with my children whenever I am upset about something. Rather, I will bring myself to calm. And if needed, I will practice my words before I tell something to them, which I'm not very happy about. And I would practice not using harsh words or tone, because I know they are learning from me whenever I'm using this tone or these kind of words, and then they're using the same. So it's a lose-lose situation, not a win-win. And it certainly doesn't help me build a better connection with my children. So I want to be super mindful of this and be a person who is complaint-free and has a solution mindset. Now check out your list. What is it that you've written on the top of your list? Let's imagine if the number one thing on your list is, I want to spend quality time with my children. Then this is what I would suggest. Designate a particular time in your day when you're fully present with your child. Without any distractions, without any hindrance. So keep your phone, your gadgets, your laptop away and keep your mind free. No ideas about what you're going to cook in the meal, nothing about your emails or work. Do not allow these thoughts to come. Think of some fun activities that you can indulge during that time with your children. And make sure, no matter what happens, you take that time out, even if it's just 10 to 20 minutes, same time every day. And in that time, listen to your child. Share jokes, stories, or play a game. Just make them feel special because you are fully present just for them. And I'm sure you will enjoy that time as much as they will do. Now go down your list and let's imagine if something on your list is like, I want to manage my emotions. I want to manage my anger or frustration, or I don't want to lose my cool when my children don't comply. For that, actually, we need a paradigm shift. What do I mean? Most of the time, parents are actually parenting from the place of fear, and our parenting is based on fear rather than trust. It's a very common thing as parents. We feel that it's our right to fear and worry for our children. It comes so naturally the moment we become parents. We start worrying about, you know, how our children will be when they grow up. Will they have values and will they have gratitude? Will they be thriving in this world or not? Will they be confident enough? Will they be able to handle the challenges or not? And that impacts everything we do as parents. We don't actually realize that the way we treat our children, the way we keep pushing them to eat better, study better, do music, art, or better in other pursuits and hobbies, so they should go ahead in this race of life. And there is no harm in encouraging your children, but most of the times what we are doing is we are instilling this fear in our children as well, that they are going to be left behind. From whom? Even we don't know. So basically, we are not even aware of this at all. We tell our children that you're smart, you're intelligent, you're a genius, only if you apply more of hard work, maybe like your sister or your brother or cousin, and you will be so good. We tell them sometimes our own stories, how we used to study in candlelight when even electricity or light wasn't there. Again, there is no harm if you come from a place of love and inspiration for your child. But most of the time, we come from a place of fear. We feel that if my child couldn't score well, he won't get to a good college, he won't get good company, he won't get good opportunities, and his life would be over. While this is what I suggest, there's another way of parenting. Parenting with the belief that my child is here to blossom, no matter what. Doesn't matter my child is top scoring in academics or not, my child is an introvert or an extrovert, whether my child is good in language, maths or not. Every child is unique and my child doesn't need to have a special gift or talent in order to thrive in this world. My child is definitely going to thrive. But how to build this kind of belief, you might be wondering. So I would say, look at your own example. How much your parents had, what their financial status was, their comfort level, their luxury level was, how much they were educated. Think about all of that. Isn't it true that you had a better education, more opportunities than your parents, and you have done much better than them in your life? If I take my own example, I've come from a very small town. I studied in Hindi medium in my first few years of schooling. My parents were not highly educated, even though, of course, they really wanted to support us in every way they could. And later on in life, I studied from England and I worked in England and I have done everything I wanted to do in my life. And surely I could do a lot more than my parents could. Think of your own life. Do you see it to be true? Can you see how much better you have done than your parents, as life only goes forward, not backwards? So what makes us think that our children are not going to be doing much better than what we have done? There is no doubt whatsoever about it. So drop your fears, and that will really help you manage so many of your emotions, because anger and frustration and stress mostly come when we fear something, when we fear that if our expectations are not met, our children will not be able to do good in their life. While the truth is, if we can come out of the rat race and if we do not strive for something special, we will be able to stay calm and cool, and we will help our children to do the same as well. And they will definitely thrive with the loving, nurturing parents like you. Here is a powerful poem by William Martin from the book The Parents' Tao Te Ching, Ancient Advice for Modern Parents. Do not ask your children to strive for extraordinary lives. Such striving may seem admirable, but it is the way of foolishness. Help them instead to find the wonder and the marvel of an ordinary life. Show them the joy of tasting tomatoes, apples, and pears. Show them how to cry when pets and people die. Show them the infinite pleasure in the touch of a hand, and make the ordinary come alive for them. The extraordinary will take care of itself. And I will leave you with this beautiful advice to ponder and help you remember the wisdom within you. I have a wonderful news to share before signing off. In the coming episodes, I will be interviewing some wonderful parents and parenting experts and coaches to talk about beautiful ways to make this journey of parenting even more beautiful for us parents and our children. Till then, keep taking actions in alignment with the new vision you have for 2021. Keep growing and keep evolving. Have a lovely, joyful life with your children. I extend huge love and wishes your way. Much love, signing off, Saloni Singh.